bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah, and chapter 49. Listen to me, all of you in far-off lands. The Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb he called me by my name. God will make my words of judgment as sharp as swords. He has hidden me in the shadow of his hand. I am like a sharp arrow in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, a prince of power with God, and you shall bring me glory." I replied, "But my work for them seems all in vain. I've spent my strength for them without response, and yet I leave it all with God for my reward." And now, said the Lord who formed me from my mother's womb to serve him, who commissioned me to restore to him his people Israel, who has given me the strength to perform this task and honored me for doing it, "You shall do more than restore Israel to me. I will make you a light to the nations of the world to bring my salvation to them too." The Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says to the one who is despised, rejected by mankind, and kept beneath the heel of earthly rulers, "Kings shall stand at attention when you pass by. Princes shall bow low because the Lord has chosen you. He, the faithful Lord, the Holy One of Israel, chooses you." The Lord says, "Your request has come at a favorable time. I will keep you from premature harm and give you as a token and pledge to Israel, proof that I will reestablish the land of Israel and reassign it to its own people again. Through you, I am saying to the prisoners of darkness, 'Come out.' I am giving you your freedom. They will be my sheep, grazing in green pastures and on the grassy hills. They shall neither hunger nor thirst. The searing sun and scorching desert winds will not reach them any more. For the Lord, in his mercy, will lead them beside the cool waters. And I will make my mountains into level paths for them. The highways shall be raised above the valleys. See, my people shall return from far away, from north and west and south. Sing for joy, O heavens, shout, O earth. Break forth with song, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion upon them in their sorrow. And yet they say, 'My Lord deserted us. He has forgotten us.' Never. Can a woman forget her little child and not have love for her own son? Yet even if that should be, I will not forget you. See, I have tattooed your name upon my palm. And ever before me is a picture of Jerusalem's walls and ruins. Soon your rebuilder shall come and chase away all those who destroyed you. Look and see, for the Lord has vowed that all your enemies shall come and be your slaves. They will be as jewels to display, as bridal ornaments. Even the most desolate parts of your abandoned land shall soon be crowded with your people, and your enemies who enslaved you shall be far away. The generations born in exile shall return and say, 'We need more room. It's crowded here.' Then you will think to yourself, 'Who has given me all these? For most of my children were killed, and the rest were carried away into exile, leaving me here alone. Who bore these? Who raised them for me?' The Lord God says, 'See, I will give a signal to the Gentiles, and they shall carry your sons back to you in their arms, and your daughters on their shoulders. Kings and queens shall serve you. They shall care for all your needs. They shall bow to the earth before you and lick the dust from off your feet. And then you shall know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall never be ashamed. Who can snatch the prey from the hands of a mighty man? Who can demand that a tyrant let his captives go? But the Lord says, 'Even the captives of the most mighty and most terrible shall all be freed. For I will fight those who fight you, and I will save your children. I will feed your enemies with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with rivers of their own blood. All the world shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel.'"
voice is crying in the city. Lonely voices sounding like a child. Lonely voices come from busy people to disturb, to stop a little while. Lonely voices fill my dreams. Lonely voices on my memory. Lonely faces looking for the sunrise, just to find another busy day. Lonely faces all around the city, men afraid but too ashamed to pray. Lonely faces do I see. Lonely faces on my memory.
Lonely eyes, I see them in the subway, burdened by the worries of the day. Men at leisure, but they're so unhappy. Tired of foolish roles they try to play.
Lonely people do I see. Lonely people on my memory. Abundant light he came to truly give man, but so few his gift of grace receive. Lonely people live in every city, men who face a dark and lonely grave. Lonely faces do I see.
The Lord asks, did I sell you to my creditors? Is that why you are here? Is your mother gone because I divorced her and sent her away? No, you sold yourselves for your sins, and your mother was taken in payment for your debts. Was I too weak to save you? Is that why the house is silent and empty when I came home? Have I no longer power to deliver? No, that is not the reason. For I can rebuke the sea and make it dry. I can turn the rivers into deserts covered with dying fish. I am the one who sends the darkness out across the skies. The Lord God has given me His words of wisdom, so that I may know what I should say to all these weary ones. Morning by morning He wakens me and opens my understanding to His will. The Lord God has spoken to me, and I have listened. I do not rebel nor turn away. I give my back to the whip, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I do not hide from shame. They spit in my face. Because the Lord God helps me, I will not be dismayed. Therefore, I have set my face like flint to do His will, and I know that I will triumph. He who gives me justice is near. Who will dare to fight against me now? Where are my enemies? Let them appear. See, the Lord God is for me. Who shall declare me guilty? All my enemies shall be destroyed like old clothes, eaten up by moths. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys His servant? If such men walk in darkness, without one ray of light, let them trust the Lord. Let them rely upon their God. But see here, you who live in your own light, and warm yourself from your own fire and not from God's, you who live among sorrows. Listen to me, all you who hope for deliverance, who seek the Lord. Consider the quarry from which you were mined, the rock from which you were cut. Yes, think about your ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, from whom you came. You worry about being so small and few. But Abraham was only one when I called him. But when I blessed him, he became a great nation. And the Lord shall bless Israel again, and make her deserts blossom. Her barren wilderness shall become as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Joy and gladness shall be found there, thanksgiving and lovely songs. Listen to me, my people. Listen, O Israel, for I will see that right prevails. My mercy and justice are coming soon. Your salvation is on the way. I will rule the nations. They shall wait for me and long for me to come. Look high in the skies and watch the earth beneath. For the sky shall disappear like smoke. The earth shall wear out like a garment. And the people of the earth shall die like flies. But my salvation lasts forever. My righteous rule will never die nor end. Listen to me, you who know the right from wrong, and cherish my laws in your heart. Don't be afraid of people's scorn or their slanderous talk. For the moth shall destroy them like garments. The worms shall eat them like wool. But my justice and mercy shall last forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, O Lord. Rise up and robe yourself with strength. Rouse yourself as in the days of old when you slew Egypt and the dragon of the Nile. Are you not the same today, the mighty God who dried up the sea, making a path right through it for your ransomed ones? The time will come when God's redeemed will all come home again. They shall come with singing to Jerusalem, filled with joy and everlasting gladness. Sorrow and mourning will all disappear. I am he who comforts you and gives you all this joy. So what right have you to fear mere mortal man, who wither like the grass and disappear? And yet you have no fear of God, your Maker. You have forgotten him, the one who spread the stars throughout the skies and made the earth. Will you be in constant dread of men's oppression and fear their anger all day long? Soon, soon, you slaves shall be released. Dungeon, starvation, and death are not your fate. For I am the Lord your God, the Lord of hosts, who dried a path for you right through the sea, between the roaring waves. And I have put my words in your mouth, and hidden you safe within my hand. I planted the stars in the place, and molded all the earth. I am the one who says to Israel, you are mine. We've been reading Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.